Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD.
Rono.
The new edition is here. You got your things now? The new edition is here. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Monica Brooks's 400th tattoo. Yes! Is that how many it is now? Is it 400?
It's not that many.
Is it? Is it a half a dozen?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. I don't know.
Is it that hard to count?
Yeah. I mean, now it's. I've reached a point, I think, with my tattoos that they have started to cover.
Connect?
Yeah, they're starting to connect a little bit.
Really? So you're already starting to run out of real estate? Is that what's happening here?
I don't think I will. I have a ways to go. I have ways to go, though, before that happened. My mom said that. I told my mom, the day of. I said, I saw him getting a tattoo. She said, what? Do you have room? I'm like, I have plenty. I have plenty of room.
So how many are we at now?
Would you consider if you get a bunch of stars, would that be
one?
That's one. All right. Okay. So then seven.
Each time you sat down in a chair is one tattoo.
Okay. All right.
I would agree with Antoine.
Okay. So then it's like seven.
Like seven.
I'm trying to count because I have little ones.
That could be five or nine.
Yeah, so I'm like, Yeah, seven.
Okay. Seven. Okay. Seven,
bad.
Like seven. No, I never
That's
said any it was bad. I'm getting a tally so I can put it on the tote board like they used to do for, the telethons back in the day.
Oh.
Let's go to the board, and they get all excited. All right, here we go. Let's go to the board. Seven. Yay.
Yeah.
So, and here's what we're learning about Monica is she rather enjoys the process, Antoine.
Yeah.
So you have to understand. I mean, if you don't know how to get a tattoo, it involves a needle. Mm-hmm. It involves kind of just driving that needle into your body and spitting ink into your skin. And for a lot of people, it's hurty.
When you say it that way, it sounds so much worse.
It's what it is, though.
I know, but it sounds worse than drawing on your skin.
Yeah.
You're actually drawing in your skin.
I mean, it's a needle. It is, going into your skin.
It's puncturing your soul. It's nice and strong.
But I imagine a lot of people, it's almost like therapy for me. It can become relaxing in a way. Yeah. I zone out. I could fall asleep during a tattoo.
Like a massage almost.
Yeah.
Right. So for you, the pain of a needle dragging through your body, and I'm not saying you're alone on this. I'm just saying that is soothing to
you. In a way,
This is the woman who goes to bed by watching horror movies, too.
That's also true.
I just want to sit back, relax, and watch some people sewn together into a human centipede.
Yeah, I mean, I did move the spot last minute, too. I arrived for the appointment, and it was going to be on my arm. I moved it to my ribs.
Your ribs.
Yeah.
Rib cage area, which I know because my wife has a tattoo there. That is one of the more painful areas.
Yeah.
That's considered what I hear. Because you can always tell if you just poke around on your body and you think, okay, I can push more because I've got more skin or fat here.
Uh-huh.
It's going to hurt less in those areas. But if you push on an area like your rib cage, hey, there's bone right there. Needle to bone. It's, there's a little more of that going on. Unless you're our friend over here. Okay. So this is the one with the stars. Is that what we have?
Sunflowers.
So I'm losing track.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, the stars are on the arm, right?
Oh, like the wrist.
Oh, that's the most.
Come on, Antoine.
I'm sorry.
And then I have birds on my foot. So it's like, it's everything. It's Mother Nature.
It is. it's all different things. So it's almost like you're becoming your own Encyclopedia Britannica is what it is.
It's for my children.
We'll get a volcano. We'll get some history tests on there. Science. I have a study right here. And just in case you're wondering, as you're joining the Thang this morning, researchers found that people with tattoos are more reckless and impulsive. So
no.
I would say
get out of here.
I mean, of course, that makes total sense. I'm going to drag a needle over my body and put shapes on it forever. Most people consider that more impulsive than other people,
I reckon,
who go to the library and just hang out. So tattoos in the house. Who's got the most that are listening right now? Does anyone have more than Monica? She has seven.
Seven's the bar right now.
How many you got as we're checking in? Brand new thing. So text in to 52353. You let us know, and we'll see who got the most.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
People need to stop doing stupid things and then posting it on social media.
I don't feel like either of those is going to happen.
It's not going to stop. No. But this guy, he hires someone to fix his roof.
Okay.
That's all he wants. Fix his home, his family home. Let's just get this done.
Sure. Roofs, they're a big deal. I'm going through the process right now of getting a new roof.
Okay. See,
so far, nothing sounds stupid.
No, not at all. Well, he hires his company. He investigates, you know, does a little talking around town, says, okay, they're good folks. They'll fix your roof.
Okay.
Well, he decides to check out the roof after the job is done.
Okay.
When he goes onto the roof, he notices that one of the builders has pooped on his roof. And not only that, the guy put some of the poop down his chimney.
He pooped down the chimney?
Yes. And on top of that, the only reason he really decided to check his rooftop and investigate that again was because he posted it on Snapchat. And he was so proud of himself that he shared it with his friends.
But pooping on the roof.
Yeah, he pooped on the roof.
Hey, look at me. I pooped on the roof.
And then I pooped in the chimney and put it on Snap.
Why does this man hate Santa so much?
I know. What does Santa do to you? Yes.
Man, poor Santa. When it finally gets to Christmas, had this guy not figured it out? Because at that point, we have rancid old poop that's sitting in there.
Yeah.
Santa's working his butt off all Christmas Eve. He's got 1 billion houses to go to.
Yes.
And then he's got to have roofer duty all over his feet.
So that's why I go to. And why post it on social media? Because he thought he was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have ridiculous. Got this is going to be, it's a groundbreaking announcement. It's going to be shocking to a lot of you. And you're probably not even going to believe me when I tell you this.
Okay.
This is the cold, hard truth. This is I'm your friend.
Okay.
Zach Jackson. I'm here to help you. I'm going to tell you something, and you're not going to believe me when I tell you. But just tell me, I have your best interest at heart. Okay? Are we all ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
You are not funny. You're not.
The pooper's not funny?
Most people are not funny. They think they are, but they are not.
But he thought he was doing something hilarious.
Look at me, I'm laugh. Funny. I pooped on somebody else's roof.
But it's going to be his Instagram story.
Yeah.
Posted IG.
Not funny. You're not. You are not funny. You are an amateur. It's amateur hour. I don't go playing NBA basketball because you know why? I suck at it.
Are you funny if you make one person laugh?
Am I funny?
Like, if it's somebody funny if they can make one person laugh.
That seems like a terrible ratio based on how many people
just wondering,
are on Earth.
Just wondering. No. That may be the bar that they have.
That probably is their bar. No, there are funny people. Yeah, I guarantee you there's some people funny listening. What those people never say to themselves, though, is I'm funny. Because when you say you're funny, you're not. Just like when people say, I have a really great story to tell you. They don't. Because they don't understand judgment. That's what it is. So they think they're funny, and that is the worst combination you can possibly have in the world. It's someone who thinks they know something, and they don't. Ignorance is terrifying. That's what it is.
Well, I think the pooper, he learned.
Yeah.
He lost his job, so I think he learned from that.
Yeah, he's unemployed. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious, but unemployed in his head.
Yeah. So there you go. So he's just sitting around waiting for that call so he can open up for Kevin Hart when Kevin gets back on his rehab tour. That's what it'll be. No, it will not. You're not funny. No.
He's waiting.
Because you know what? The people who think they are funny, the people who are funny don't think they are. That's it. They always say, I'm really not even that funny. I don't know what I'm doing. No, nope, we got the mad pooper up here. Poor Santa Claus. What the heck did he do to deserve all this? Anyway, I look forward to my roof. Now I'm going to have to go up there. I have to do a duty test. Anyone got a drone?
Duty test.
Duty check.
No. Monica, you're not even in the arena with these people.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
With your seven measly tattoos over there. You got a long way to go, woman.
I do. I know. I already talked to Jared, and I said, so there may be a chance that I will be covered in tats. And he has not one tattoo, not one piercing.
Mm-mm.
He's just
he doesn't even have, you know, like a pen falls on his arm accidentally. He immediately washes that
off.
Yes,
he does.
So. I have one piercing.
One piercing.
Yes.
Your belly button. Aw.
I knew you were going to say
that.
And
he puts a little chain dangly in there too. It's really nice.
My left ear.
Your left ear.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's only when you're role-playing pirate stuff.
Well, the hole is closed. I haven't put an earring in over 10 years.
Yeah, the hole will be closed.
Yes, it had to be a hoop earring and an eye patch. But me and my cousin went when we were in high school.
Okay.
We got our ear pierced.
Well, I would say you have zero piercings. If the hole's closed,
the back of it, I can get it in the front of the hole. It just won't get all the way through.
So you did the left ear, piercing.
It was a trend back then.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
It was. It was not our proudest moment as dudes. I gotta be honest.
I'm gonna get one ear pierced.
Yeah. I did not give in to that one. And of course, you do still have the belly chain also.
Obviously, yeah.
It's
a natural piercing.
Yes.
Let's see. Monica has 7 tattoos. Shout out to Caitlin and Floyd. She has 10. But she's going today after work to get 2 more. So she's dragging it out. Somebody else, 14 tattoos, 1 not finished. There's another text, 15. Daniel in Rocky Mount has 15 tattoos. Lots of Marvel characters.
Okay.
Okay.
They're probably kind of big tats.
I like it. Probably
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Those are involved. There's a lot going on there. And you better really love Marvel for the rest of your dang life.
I think you do at that point.
I think you're
in that one.
Mm-hmm.
What if he gets sick of it after a while? I mean, they're putting out so many movies now, Antoine.
Because I think he's a comic book guy.
Yeah.
So he likes the story. So regardless of the movies, they could stop making the movies. They're going to keep making the comics. He's probably a comic book guy.
You know what? I have to follow up with Daniel, because if he has 15 tattoos and most of them are Marvel characters, I mean, if you're not on the Daniel wall, you're a lousy Marvel character.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty pathetic. He can't possibly have an Ant-Man tattoo, can he?
He definitely does.
He's an Ant-Man tattoo?
I would say he does, yeah.
I do not feel tough.
Giant-Man. I think it's Giant-Man when Ant-Man becomes big. Giant-Man. I think that's what he has.
Hey, man, you just got a new tattoo. What is it?
I can see that.
Ant-Man. Oh, good Ant-Man.
Chad in Blacksburg, he is the current leader with 24 tattoos.
24.
You got a ways to go, Monica. Yep. But I don't know. I feel like you're already planning your next one, aren't you?
Yep. Yep. I have to book that appointment because I'm going to get a cover-up for the back tat.
Does that count as a new tattoo if it's covering up an old tattoo?
That's a fair question right there.
I think so, because you're getting new ink and it's still that needle still going into.
But like, what if somebody's counting? Design. Like, what if you're in a tattoo competition? They can't count the one that's underneath it.
No.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to refer to the next tattoo competition that's coming to town. The Virginia's Blue Ridge Tattoo-ness Society of Things will be here soon. So 24 and the tattoos. And I already lost my train of thought. I don't know. You got too many tattoos over there. I can't figure
next.
It out. I don't know.
Zach has one.
Look, that was a pause.
I have one.
Yeah.
And I felt it took me 40 years to come up with one. That's my struggle with tattoos, is I don't know if I'm going to like something forever. Like Marvel Comics would be a great example. Even if I was into it, what if I got sick of it after a while?
It's a possibility.
I really loved the first Matrix movie.
Mm-hmm.
The other two I hated. So, I mean, had I gone and gotten Neo tattooed after the first one, it would have been very embarrassing afterward.
But you can get Neo and then get a cover up and change him into like a piece of cheese or something.
A piece
blue
of cheese.
I don't know. Get a cover up.
Yeah.
Blue I don't
cheese.
Know. You love
she reached
food?
For that one. Yeah. She got
but
that one.
You love
right.
food? Like whatever food you love.
You're struggling now.
That's
get
it.
Out of here.
Oh, you can cover it up.
The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Everybody wants to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really wants to do the stupid work it would take to do it.
It can suck.
It does. Too much.
It can be hurdy. I mean, I went to the gym early this morning. I'm like, oh gosh. But once I get in there, you're in there. You do it.
That discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her. I'm going to drop that in. No one asked.
Hey, I mean, you got
why
it.
Why
you
rubbing it into people already?
Hey.
Because oh my God, it's such a pain. Because you have to eat perfectly. You have to exercise. You have to not do anything wrong. Because if you accidentally put a Pringle in your mouth, you gain 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
But then it takes a year to lose 10 pounds.
Yep.
Boy, 1 week skipping the gym, you can just...
That's what they say, right? Didn't you have a study about that?
Yeah, we talked about that. 1 week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes 6 months to work it back. Yep. And then again, the old...
You lose muscle and everything.
This is not good. We're not being positive here about this at
all.
No! Okay, I have a study that has found a great way to lose weight.
Okay.
You have to stop eating after 2 p.m. That's
it. So no dinner? You just have breakfast, lunch?
Your dinner's at 1:30, I guess. I don't know.
Early dinner.
But they said if you ate, they did this study where people only ate between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. So this is sort of that intermittent fasting thing, I guess is what you would call it. And it helped them burn way more fat than people who ate 3 meals a day, even though they ate the same amount of calories. Same amount of calories. They just happened to be in this 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. window. And that was it.
Okay. So are you saying that, are we going to try it?
I'm not trying to lose weight, so no, I am not trying.
I don't care if I'm trying to lose weight or not. It's just that don't work for my schedule. Maybe if I had a different schedule than other people, then that would work for me. Mm-hmm. But no, I enjoy dinner. Yeah. And you know my hatred of lunch, too, Monica.
I know.
And this requires me to have a big lunch.
You hate lunch?
I hate going out to lunch.
Yeah,
I don't like
it.
I don't like going out to lunch. Do you notice how often we go out to lunch here as a show?
It's like never.
Never. Because I don't like it.
We've done it once.
Yeah, and I hated it. See, it's just, it takes, I eat too much. I don't have self-control. You go to a restaurant, they give you too much food. And a sandwich is too big, french fries on the side that you don't need. And of course, I eat it all because it's there. And then I'm full and I feel like trash and I've ruined my dinner. So I don't want what's for dinner either.
I love going out to lunch, especially with like a group of friends, because it feels like that dinner vibe. But then you leave lunch and you still have the entire day ahead of you.
To feel guilty about what you've just done to yourself. That's what I'm
saying. I always feel good.
Well, I'm glad you feel good. You'll fit in perfectly here because everyone in this building loves lunch. Good My lunch. God, they take lunch for what feels like days.
Yeah. I actually prefer to do out for lunch, but not for dinner. Because at dinner, like, all right, I'm settling in. I just want to be relaxed and stay in. Yeah.
Well, this works out for you then because you can call it a day at lunch.
There you go.
And you'll be all set. So, yeah, just stop 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's it. And I know there'll be people, they'll text in to 52353 that do this, the whole intermittent fasting thing. Intermittent fasting, and that's what they do.
Yeah, if it works for them.
I like dinner. I like making dinner. Cook. You can't. That is not an option.
You can watch other people eat your food.
Cook that dinner for lunch.
A lot of work in the middle of the day. Oh, man. And do I still get to have happy hour? How does that work into all of this? Because it probably doesn't. So then that means I got to have happy hour at 1 p.m.
Brunch.
And now I'm wasted and I got to go to soccer practice. I can't take the kids to soccer practice like that. Jeez.
Welcome to Fat Chance, a game where we find out how much faith our listeners have in our morning thangers.
Yep. Let's see what happened. Now, I have never lost in the history of this game.
Mm-mm.
But this is also my first day back after some days off. Some time at the beach.
True.
So, you know,
we'll
I'd rather be there than here.
You're still daydreaming about the beach.
I think honesty is important about that. I mean, I'm happy to be alive and have a job and all those things, but I don't know. Laura. What's up, Laura?
Hello.
All right, Laura, do you put your faith in me, Zach Jackson, who's never lost in this game, but is also just mailing it in like a postcard a little bit here? Or is it Monica Brooks, who's never won?
I'm going to have to go with Monica.
Oh, you think so?
Ooh,
okay.
I like it.
Right. Interesting. A bold choice.
Right.
Okay, so Laura, you will be on line one because you are part of this game as well. And it's going to be me and Maurice. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning.
You ready
How are
for
y'all
this?
Doing?
I'm doing all right. We're faking it till we make it. Still currently faking it, but we'll figure it out.
We'll make it at some point.
So Maurice is going to be me and you in the game. And like I said, y'all are participating in this because the way it works. Go ahead, Antoine. Fill everybody in.
All right. I will give Zach and Monica a category, and you will predict how many items can be named in that category within 15 seconds.
Okay.
If you feel that your player can name more than your opponent, you can raise the stakes. If not, you say fat chance, and your opponent has to go.
All right, here we go. Let's put the scary music on. Laura, you will decide first since you chose Monica first. Go ahead, Antoine. What is category number one?
All right, category number one. In 15 seconds, how many things at a football game, NFL season starts today, how many things at a football game can Monica name in 15 seconds?
Okay. Things at a football
things
game.
Things at a football game.
That's a very
game.
Broad category right there. Laura, what do you think?
I'm going to go five.
Five. Okay. Things at a football game. Maurice, do you think we can do more than five? I feel like we can do more than five.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say six.
Six. Okay. Laura, would you like to go higher than six?
We'll go eight.
Okay.
Ooh,
eight.
Eight.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh. Maurice, are we going higher than eight? I feel like we can go higher than eight.
All right. Go nine.
Nine. All right.
Laura, back to you, Laura.
Ten.
Ten.
Ah. Ooh, I like this. We're getting up there.
Ten.
Yeah. I got to say faster.
Whoa.
Oh. All right. So,
Maurice, I was feeling good. I feel like I could have done more than that, but he says fat
Things
chance.
At a football
and
game.
Monica, I am the judge, and I've been to a lot of football games.
Right. You have.
Judge, jury, and executioner. 15 seconds starts now.
Pep rally, football players, balls, football field, color guard, instruments, singing. There's hot cocoa, jackets. stadium, the bleachers, there's mashing potatoes, there's people eating, there's, I don't know, what else did I say?
Okay. She needed 10.
And I will say, I did not give you all of them.
Okay.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I did. There's not a pep rally at a football game.
Okay, that's correct.
That's true. That is true. Okay.
I have not seen any mashing of the potatoes at a football game.
You know what? That stuff like that
happens. I've seen some YouTube videos.
Yeah. Removing those two.
But I feel like 10. On a broad scale, you could just start saying any bird, because yes, a bird could land.
The moon.
Anyway. You got 11.
Okay.
Correct. This is the first time that Monica's ever had the lead in this game.
Yeah. I blame Maurice, just to be clear. I feel like I could have done more. So this
is my fault.
Yeah. If I lose, this is going, I'm undefeated, but Maurice has a loss.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Okay.
Next,
Maurice,
next category.
You get the next category. Right. In 15 seconds, how many things can Zach name that use a battery?
Oh.
Okay. That use a battery.
That use a battery.
That use a battery.
I'll say six.
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 All right. Battery operated things.
Yep. Laura.
Okay.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. All right, Maurice, back to you.
Give me nine, Maurice. Come on.
All right. Take the nine.
All right,
give me nine. I can do this.
All right, Laura.
Ten.
Ten things that use a battery. All right, Maurice.
All right, Monica's head popped out a little bit.
do you want to say 11 or fat chance to Monica?
Let's go 11.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, give him fat chance. Now look.
Laura. Laura.
I was hoping he was going to make that fatal mistake, so I say fat chance.
Ooh, she's
fatal mistake.
Laura's cocky.
Mistake.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Zach, 15 seconds.
Okay.
Things that use a battery.
Let's see. That's the wrong timer. Here we go. Let's see. A car, a cell phone, a laptop, a generator, a remote control. Let's see. A little, like a speak and spell, a keyboard. A vibrator. Did I say that? Let's see. A refrigerator, a stove, battery, car, truck. Truck counts.
Truck counts.
Truck counts.
You said a stove.
A stove?
I didn't.
And a refrigerator?
I'm throwing stuff out there, man. I'm trying.
Not counting refrigerator and stove.
That's acceptable.
You got nine.
Oh, my God. Really?
Really? I just win the
Monica
game.
Just won that
chance. When she said it, she called it. She said fatal mistake.
She said fatal mistake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Yes, there is no doubt. Right
mistake.
Here, right now. Maurice, you screwed that up. That is all your fault. I could have done about 150 on that first category. And then on that second one, her eyes go popping out of her head. Oh, I can do 4 million.
Oh.
All right, Maurice, you lose. That is a loss for Maurice.
Why, Maurice?
The game is under protest.
You're not going to take the L. You're going to
pass
it off.
Take that L.
Okay.
I'm giving that L. You know when the coach comes out and he goes, well, you know, it was a team loss. We all accept the responsibility. Oh, no. I'm like, yo, look, Maurice threw 27 interceptions in that game. He sucks. It's his fault.
You just threw your helmet at Maurice.
I did. You know what? Let me check. Maurice.
Yeah.
Did Monica pay you?
In spirit, yeah.
Oh,
right. I know exactly what this is. Maurice is a Yankees fan. That was sabotage. That does not count.
God.
Exhibition round. There we go. That's what it was. All right. You saw the text, Antoine. Did you see the text?
I have not seen a text.
Okay. Well, there's a text.
I see a text.
Because I needed 11?
Oh,
I needed 11.
I do see it.
And we threw out stove and refrigerator as things that are battery powered. And there is a text saying that there are battery powered stoves and refrigerators that go in cars and for camping and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my proposal to you. We're not going back and playing a third round of the game. We're past that now.
All right.
It is over with. But that entire game is stricken from the record. You know how they do in court? Stricken from the record.
Oh, really?
Or like in college sports when somebody's ineligible,
yes.
They're like, you didn't win the national championship that year.
So even though they won the national championship, they
That's
say, nope,
crap.
We take it out of the record book.
I throw this back to you, Zach.
Yes, sir.
There was a time we played the game,
mm-hmm.
and Monica named a movie. It was called Dog.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, in the spirit of the game, she did not realize that there was an actual movie called Dog. She was just saying words.
Yes. Antoine, I can tell you right now, I am an avid camper, and I know these things.
I remember
you
that
just
day.
Bought your first tent.
Yeah. Well, he took it back. He returned it.
Because I returned it.
Uh-huh.
I am so avid. Yeah. So dang, I returned it so I could purchase a battery-powered stove and refrigerator. So that has been thrown out. It's out.
You know.
I know you can have that victory to yourself, but you're Reggie Bush. That's what you are.
You can't toss it out.
You can say, I won a Heisman, either. And I can say, give it back.
You can't be mad at
Maurice. It's my game. I'm the NCAA. Mm-hmm. That game stays.
Uh-huh.
Spirit of the game,
right.
You were not referring
How
to those.
How about it?
Oh, just never play the game again.
Thank
that'll
you.
Be the end of that. I don't know. Don't get me going today. You see where I'm at. I'm emotionally unstable. That's what it is. I'm going to start walking the earth. You know what? I'm going to pursue my other dream. I decided
to
I had one
the
other
earth?
Day. No, it's not to walk the earth. That's too much exercise. I don't want to do that one at all. I was watching. So there's a show on Netflix called Chef's Table.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful show. Man, you want to talk about just like soothing, just wonderful music and listening to people talk about their art and how they make just the best food in the
Ooh,
whole world.
That sounds good.
Oh my God, it's a great show. So I watched this episode the other day. There's some Italian dude. His name's Dario something or other. I don't know. But he's like he's just an amazing butcher.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff. And I watched this thing and it was about his passions and, you know, his respect for the animal and how when he was a kid, he wanted to be a veterinarian. So he wanted to be almost the exact opposite. But his dad ran a butcher shop and his dad got sick and he had to be there for the family. And he felt like I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And then he realized that he felt like it was all part of the same process and it all came together. And when he realized that, he's like the best butcher in the freaking universe. So I'm like, I want this.
You want to do that?
Yes, I'm going to be a butcher. I can do that. Huh. I don't. If y'all are food nerds around here, will understand. There are two butcher shops in the Roanoke area. One of them, Tennell's. The other one, O'Brien's. Mm-hmm. Both of them have gone out of business in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
There is no
That's
butcher shop around here anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm bummed. Like
it's,
legitimately
it's
time
bummed.
For
you. This is your moment.
This is my moment.
Now.
I thought that. Yeah. Like you know what? People do that all the time. They quit their jobs. They get a loan. They leverage their savings.
So you're going to open up a butcher shop? Where?
So I told my wife that, and her response via text was, and that was all. So I feel I do not have the support. I don't have the support of the family. I'm out. I'm done. So here I am.
Your dream's over.
Meeting at 11.
Game over. No.
Don't mess with me today, though.
Feisty.
Maybe it was a supportive, like, Wow, you thought about that?
It was a U followed by no.
It was a
It was a U followed by six M's and then three and a dot dot dot. So that was like
She was tapping her chin.
She was thinking about the meats.
So.
Like, that sounds delicious.
No,
what
that wasn't wouldn't have a U in there. If the U changes everything. One letter changes everything.
The K92 Morning Thang trending top 3. Number 3.
This is very exciting for me because I am not a fan of this just dump it out there culture anymore. I don't like it.
Come around, Zach.
No, I don't like the binge watch culture. I'm not a fan.
I love it.
It's fine if it's some old show and you want to watch 100 episodes in a row of Friends.
Right?
Knock yourself out. But when it comes to new shows, I feel like something is very much lost when it all comes out in one day. It all dumps out there. Then it's just over. I mean, that show gets no momentum after the first couple days. Like, it's a one weekend and it's gone. And there's no shared experience anymore. You can't say, oh my God, did you see last night's Orange is the New Black? And someone says, I'm 27 episodes further than you. Shh. Don't say anything. You know, or whatever. Behind. And I don't like that. We've lost something there.
Okay.
Netflix, did you see this?
I did see it.
They have announced several different new shows that are going to have weekly drops of episodes.
Blah, blah, blah. That's crap.
It is.
What is this? 1997?
No, it's 2018. I mean, we're going back 1 year. It's pretty much
stupid.
No, it isn't stupid. What's wrong with a shared experience? What's wrong with taking
because
your time and actually enjoying something?
The shared experience got taken away when DVR and TiVo was created. Because even if we go to the weekly drop, and we can say that with Game of Thrones, all three of us watch Game of Thrones, but how many episodes behind would one of us be?
True.
And but so therefore we couldn't catch up.
Yeah, that was less. But if we're trained back to that, you'll prioritize and you'll at least do the important ones. Game of Thrones, I was on.
Yes.
That last season, I stayed on it. I was Monica.
I was way off.
I got no faith in her, no matter what we do on this one. But it's that, and I think for shows, too, because a show comes out, it's a new season.
Yeah.
And Stranger Things comes out. They drop out the entire episode, and then immediately we all sit here and go, well, when's the next one? Well, I mean, God, that takes time. That takes time to write and shoot and edit and create, and we spit it all out. It's the same with albums now. Now they drop the entire album, and then people go, well, when's Ed Sheeran going to put out new music? He put out an entire album.
We don't have patience.
No, we have no patience at all, and then there's no music left to mess around with either. No. I don't like it, so I'm happy. I like
this. You want to slow it down.
Slow it just a little
bit. Take it back to the old school.
And we can watch it together.
Right.
Eat dinner together.
Uh-huh. Let's go back to the good old days of binging. Binge drinking. That's what it is. Come on.
Number two.
Kids don't be like me. I've already told you that. So do you see this, the vegan who's doesn't want to smell meat?
I saw the headline. I didn't see the story.
This vegan in Australia, and there's an update on this. So if you saw the original story, I have the update now. She's suing because she doesn't want people in her neighborhood to be able to grill meat anymore. Because I can't enjoy my yard because I can smell it. Here she is. She's got a wacky Australian accent, so follow with me.
They've
here.
Put it so it just, you smell fish.
She says, I go outside and I just smell fish.
I just smell fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there.
Can't go out there. Please. Can't enjoy my backyard.
Exactly what I've wanted from the word go is to live my life in peace and to get on with my life.
You can get on with your life all you want.
Fish doesn't smell the best, though.
No, but
maybe if it was a burger or a steak.
She can't control the air.
Exactly. You know what else doesn't smell good?
Fans.
Tires. Yeah. You know what else doesn't smell good? Most people. You know
that's
what else
true.
Lots of bushes and flowers. and
I can't go outside.
Yeah, but too bad.
Smell fish.
Well, here's the update because she sued and they threw it out and she appealed. It's kind of a stain move, but it's also hilarious. So now more than 3,000 people are planning to attend. They put together a Facebook page saying they're going to have a big barbecue right outside her house of all manner of meats and stuff.
You don't have to do that.
3,000 people have already said that they planned on attending. They say it's a community barbecue for her.
Her
honor. Oh. Yes, exactly. But yeah, you know what? It's what everyone is entitled to live your life however you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No one has to conform their ways to whatever that is, though. You want to be vegan? Great. But you can't say, yeah, I own the air. It doesn't work that way either.
Number one.
All right, now this kid, maybe he should be vegan. Or at least have a vegetable. Uh-oh. This kid, the teenager's going blind because he only ate Pringles and French fries and processed meats.
I did see that, yeah. They're having trouble reversing it back, right?
Yeah, because he's eaten no food. He had a severe vitamin deficiency, started having symptoms at age 14. I should point out, his weight completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he was getting no vitamin, I think it was B12 or whatever, and the doctor said, you have to take this vitamin. He refused to do that, too. So now, 3 years later, back at the eye doctor, permanently blurry, colorblind. He can't hear as well anymore, either. So if you have a kid that will only eat French fries, Pringles, and, you know, Slim Jims, this is your fate.
Yeah, it does reflect back on the parents, though, especially if he was a kid.
Yeah, if he was a kid.
You know, they're feeding him.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
So hard, though, because you try. I have a kid. He's gotten better. And bribery is really what's worked out here. And he does, thank God, eat broccoli. It's like the only thing saving his hearing and his eyesight. And it's you can try to force kids to do stuff, and they dig in, and what are you going to do about it? And then, of course, he's probably, this is not fair. Well, we tried.
We had a rule in my house. You eat what my mother cooked, or you didn't eat at all.
Uh-huh.
You went to bed hungry. Those are the options.
You sit down and you eat mama's Pringle French fry casserole right now.
K92.
Birthday
scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Zach, I'd love you to do a birthday scam on my sister, Christy. She just started a new job where she's working in the Roanoke office of a company that's headquartered in Charlotte. So most of the bosses are there, and she deals with them over the phone. I figure that would be perfect for you since she hasn't spoken to all of them yet since she just started. Perfect. I hope you get her good. Thanks. That is from Carrie. Here we go. Birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Sing to the plants.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Christy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Christy. My name is David Wallace from the Charlotte office. I'm Susan's partner. You've met Susan, correct?
Yes, she's the one who hired me.
Exactly. Anyway, I just wanted to welcome you and see if you're getting settled in the office there and everything.
Yes, everything's great. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Fantastic. You are very welcome. So you may have noticed the plants and flowers that we have in the planters over by the window. Do you know the ones I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. They're very nice.
Thank you very much. I very much appreciate that. You see, Christy, those plants are very important to me. And I'm usually in the Roanoke office every couple of weeks, and I will trim them and water them and talk to them a little bit.
Oh, you talk to the flowers?
Yes.
Okay, I've heard of some people doing that.
Yes, I am one of those people. And the fact is, it has been proven that talking to flowers helps them grow better.
That's great.
It is. But here's why I'm calling. I'm going to be on vacation for a few weeks, so I'm going to need you to keep an eye on my flowers and the plants for me. Can you do that? Can you water them lightly for me?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, great. And I'd really like you to keep up the conversation with them as well.
I'm sorry, the conversation?
Yes, you need to talk to them at least a couple of times a day.
I've never really done anything like that.
It is not that hard. It's no big deal. It's like talking to your dog or cat. You're not going to get any response, though. It's funny, right?
Okay, if you think it helps.
Oh, it definitely helps. I've read a lot about this, Christy. The plants and the flowers, they respond to the vibrations in your voice, and the extra carbon dioxide is good for them as well. That's why they grow better.
Wow, I had no idea that was really a thing.
It is. So why don't you try it out while I'm on the phone here?
You want me to talk to them now?
Sure, give it a try.
Okay, what do I do?
Well, you talk to them. You want to say positive things, though. They've done experiments and found that they will respond better to positive words, like, hey, flowers, hey, plants, look at you. You're growing so tall.
Really?
Sure.
Hi, flowers. How are you?
Okay, that's a good start, but maybe a little bit more enthusiasm, please.
Yeah, I don't know about this. It feels a little weird. You sure?
I'm sure it's part of your job. How about that?
Okay.
Just give it a try. Trust me, it'll feel good.
Hi there, plants. Oh. Hi there, flowers. You're so nice and colorful.
Great. This is perfect. Now, there's the one on the end. Do you see that one right there?
The big one in the pot?
Yes, that one. That's it. That's the one. I got it about a year ago. She's my favorite.
Okay, cool. It seems to be doing well.
It's because I sing to her.
Oh, you do?
Yes. When I get back from vacation, I will do it myself. But as you can see, that plant grows way better than the rest of them. So I'm going to need you to sing to it while I'm gone, okay?
You need me to sing?
Yes.
I can't really sing.
That's okay. You don't have to sing well. Anything will work. I find that her favorite song is, You Are So Beautiful to Me. That song. You know that song?
Yes, I know that song.
Okay, good. Sing it to the plant, please.
Okay, how about I do that after we hang up?
I would like to hear you do it to make sure that you're doing it correctly. The last person who had your job did this all the time. So, I mean, you don't have a problem with this. You like this job. You want to keep this job, yes?
Yes. Yes, okay. I can do it.
Fantastic. Go ahead.
Okay. You are so beautiful to me.
Okay, great. You know what? Wait a minute. You're right. You can't sing at all.
Hey, it wasn't that bad.
Well, I don't know. I'm worried about the plant, though. So look, music is good for flowers. So why don't you just turn the radio on and put it by the window? That way all the plants and flowers will have some good music to listen to.
Okay.
I recommend K92.
Oh, you do?
I do, because then the plants will hear you on this birthday scam that you're on right now.
Oh,
hi, Christy. It's Zach from K92.
Hi.
Are the plants laughing at you right now?
They might be. I think they are.
Sometimes they look like they're smiling. I don't know. But yes, congratulations on your new job, and congratulations on your very first birthday scam.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Guy, Shelly got ghosted. She's like alone in a field all by herself. You picture her in one of those horror movies. She's in black and white. Uh-huh. She's wearing that old ratty nightgown dress looking thing.
Oh,
and she's
so
just
good.
Looking around frantically.
Right. She's all alone. Good morning, Shelly.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're not alone anymore, but you did get ghosted, so I guess let everyone know what happened.
Oh, my God. We met at his nephew's 6th birthday party.
Okay.
And I thought he was cute, and we started talking, and we had a nice conversation. We exchanged numbers. We met up for dinner.
Okay.
This all seems to be going down the right path, yes?
Yeah, I mean, it just organically just kind of happened, and but we had a really good time. I don't know. I paid for dinner.
You paid, okay. Unusual.
Yeah,
but,
he wanted right. to, but I'm like, no, I got it. It's fine.
Okay.
And that's literally the only thing I can think of that maybe he didn't like that.
Did he act like he was put off by that?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think that's
It's
really
unusual,
the only
thing. But if someone was adamant about it, I don't know. I'm trying to honestly figure out if I was in that dating situation, would it bother me?
I think it would bother you.
You think it would bother me? Bother
I think it would only if I was like insecure, like, does she think I can't afford it or...
I am an insecure individual. So, Monica, you're probably right. It probably would bother me.
Well, I think for the first date, you know, too, you're probably like, okay, why is she picking up...
Well, what if she asked him out? I mean, yeah.
Well...
What if she's of royalty? I mean,
if I'm dating a queen,
I'm not making those judgments until I see some financial statements.
Yeah.
So there's been nothing since then, but Monica has reached out.
Yeah.
We have gotten a hold of David, and he has agreed to come on with us.
With us. Just us.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's agreed to tell us, me, Monica, and Antoine, what went down, but I can keep you on the line, and you can hear everything that's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's get David on the phone. Let's figure out what happened. Ghost Hunters. We get to the bottom of this next.
The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
We meet Shelly. Goes on a date with David. Seems good. They met at a six-year-old's birthday party.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Probably. I can hear the discussion already. Oh, my God. We're at a six-year-old's birthday party.
That's a starter.
Why is there no wine here? But it seemed to go well. They went out to dinner. Everything seemed to work out.
Yeah.
The Shelly, the one thing sticking out for her was that she paid for the meal, and did that bother David? David has agreed to come on with us because he is the one who ghosted, but he wants to talk to just us.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, the person can be on the line too. But we say good morning to David.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. So I filled in everybody. Am I missing anything? Did it have something to do with you not being able to pay for dinner? What would you like to share with everyone as to why this date didn't work out?
No. I started off chatting with her at the, you know, my nephew's party. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I think I can get to know this girl better. This would be great. But no, she is, guys, she's a tornado.
How so?
Yeah. She's pushy. She's not respect. We were at the restaurant. She tells the waitress, you know, attempt again at cleaning these things. You know, the silverware and stuff. I looked. There was nothing on the silverware. There's no speck of dust.
She sent back all the silverware.
Like
did she do the table wipe down again?
Mm. Oh, my gosh. She just, yeah. And at one point at dinner, she burped really loudly. And, okay, so don't do that. But then she goes, excuse me. And it's like, Are you four? Like, come on, you know, that's not how people act. You can't just do whatever. And I swear to you, I'm pretty sure she passed gas, too, at dinner. I mean, like, you're not even an adult. So this whole, you know, me mad at her for paying for the bill, no, she should have.
Okay.
You
feel like you were owed this date. This was not a good date you had to deal with, and you did not have a good experience at all.
No. The only thing I liked was... Yeah, meeting her at the party.
Okay.
She seems fine then, but then you put her on her own, and my goodness, no thank you at all.
Well, it sounds like a terrible experience, so maybe he's right.
Not sound like a good date at all.
I always wonder how this happens, though, where one person is completely turned off by the entire experience, and the other person thinks everything went fine.
If that's their norm, though, then... To them, that's fine. If they're friends that they hang around, makes them feel like that's okay.
I guess. Well, David, I feel like we have all the information we need from your side of the story.
Uh-huh.
So we appreciate you and thank you for coming on with us. And we wish you better luck on your next romantic adventure.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, David. Huh. Appreciate it. Shall we bring her back in?
I guess so.
All right, Shelly, you're back with us. Your reaction.
Oh, my gosh. I just think he's immature. I mean, I burped, and that was as highly offensive to him. Seriously, if I had been a guy, I don't think that would have been an issue. And no, I didn't pass gas. Maybe that was him.
Okay. You know, I hate when I get blamed for it. Now, a lot of times it is my fault.
Well.
But and the burping thing, I don't know. I mean, things happen.
Yeah.
You were aware of the situation. You said, excuse me.
But the silverware.
The silverware. What about the silverware?
The silverware, It did. It there was like a dried piece of food on the on the fork, and it freaked me out. And I was trying to not cause a scene or whatever, but it was gross.
Okay.
And then I was like paranoid that it was on other stuff, and I wasn't like, oh, hey, look at this.
Are you somebody who is particular about things like that? The cups and the table and the silverware and all that, the menu, everything?
Yes, that is. I guess that is like one of my quirks. I'm like super clean.
So you will say you are maybe a particular bit of a neat freak.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other side of it, too. You're a burping neat freak.
Yeah.
Well, it just came. I mean, it came out. And
I know.
We're adults. I said, excuse me. It kind of just like, whoop, you know.
Sure.
Just happened.
And then he insists like, something else happened, but you say that was not.
That wasn't you.
Are we pulling the smelt it, dealt it card
here? It was the waitress trying to set you up.
You know,
she was mad about the silverware.
Mad about the silverware, so she let one go.
By. He caught a breeze.
Now we have a conspiracy theory. I do hate those situations where someone has, I felt, set me up, where you're maybe on an airplane is a great place, and all of a sudden you think, oh, my God, I'm going to get blamed for this. And if I say it wasn't me, they're going to be like, well, why are you bringing it up? Why are you so defensive?
So in other words, her date was sabotaged.
Yes.
That's what happened. This date was sabotaged by the server.
By silverware, to begin with. That fork screwed everything. All right, well, it sounds like it wasn't a match, but maybe we can cut our losses and we can move on to the next episode. Right, Shelley?
I mean, dating, this is just ridiculous, but I guess so, yeah. Do it.
Yeah, I am not dating, and I don't intend on ever dating. Even if my marriage ends, I'm not doing it anymore. It's too hard. I don't want to deal with all this stuff. If you want to be on a future Ghost Hunters, please hit us up. Miss Monica is available for you. Shelley, good luck, and you keep us posted if good stuff happens, okay?
Oh, God, thank you, guys.
There's an evil on the loose. It's a danger. You better watch out, or it could get you. And you will fall victim to Monica Brooks's long fingernails.
They're dangerous.
Hey, that's what I'm hearing.
They're very dangerous. So I did actually clip them this morning.
Well, that's
I'm trying
good.
To get the nail polish off and just clip them a little shorter.
She clipped them with a baby.
Because I was trying to style Ava's hair. And I scratched her in the head. Like, I scratched her in her face, like, a little bit. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's like, ow.
Yeah. That's abuse.
Then Jared, I went to give him a hug. I accidentally stabbed him. I went to get money from the cashier. I stabbed the guy as I was getting the money.
Why are you hurting all the people you love and the cashier?
These are my real nails. And I'm like, okay, I got to. These have to go.
Yeah, let me see these things. Do something.
I mean, I clipped them this morning.
So they're fine this morning.
Yeah.
They're a little better. They still look a little sharp.
I don't think they're fine at all.
I feel like you're edging them to where they are like a blade.
Mm-hmm.
That's one like of them square.
You just held up one of them, and it kind of looked like the side of a razor blade. See
a little bit.
And it's on the middle finger.
And this has been clipped this morning.
Yeah.
So. See,
it's like a shank.
Almost. It is. And Antoine, it's on her favorite finger, the middle. So now she has this pointy weapon that she can flick you off with and slice your eyeball right out of your head.
And it's the longest finger, so she has the longest reach to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I put contacts in this morning, so I said I have to clip the nail that I need to put, put the contacts.
So you will clip the nail to protect your own safety.
But
you are just walking around assaulting. Everybody.
I didn't mean to. I've been apologizing. I'm like, I'm sorry I stabbed you in the hand. Especially the cashier.
I'm doing nothing about it.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, so, okay. So just to be clear, Monica tells a story of how she stabbed and injured her own child.
Yes.
Okay. Stabbed and injured her own husband.
Correct.
Right? But she is really sorry.
Guy.
Really sorry about that cashier. Just really. You know, man, I feel really bad about that cashier.
Yeah, that'd be, you know. I was like, I'm so sorry.
He didn't sign up for this.
But he was actually, I think he started to bleed a little bit. That's why I was like, oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I stabbed him pretty
I hope he got
hard.
Workman's comp.
I don't know.
That's a swiping
grabbed,
hand.
He grabbed his hand. He was holding his hand. I was like, I am so sorry. I think he's bleeding.
Oot.
Yeah, so I clipped them now. They're clipped somewhat. They have to go. I know they have to go.
They do,
yes.
You got it. Look at me. I have safe little nubs right here. They're very ugly.
I have safe fingers.
But they are safe to everybody.
Yeah.
I had, I lost my man card last week.
You did?
I am never getting it back either.
What happened?
Never. Antoine, I'll tell you what happened. Because of this lack of fingernails, I had to ask someone else to open a can for me. And that's just like a minor suspension of your man card. I had to ask them to open my can of White Claw for me. So that is, life is over. I am not a man anymore.
Did you get a squeeze of lime?
It was lime flavored. I didn't need to. I was all set. Yeah, no man card anymore. And I won't say I'm a woman because I find that to be very insulting to you ladies as well. I'm nothing. That's what I am.
Just nothing. You don't exist.
I'm un. Do they have an ungender? I'm picking that one. That's mine now. There's nothing there. Nothing at all. And don't shake hands with Monica today or you might
or
die.
High five.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
So y'all know that Forever 21 is going out of business, right? It's a women's store, clothing store.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, they're going out. They're going.
They're going out of business?
Yes, yes. This was.
God, everything's going out of business.
I know it. And now this doesn't help. They're getting sued for $10 million. Ariana Grande.
Good luck. You know, where are you going to get that money? They're going out of business.
I don't know, but Ariana Grande is upset. She said that they use her name and her photos for their advertisement.
Did they use her photos or photos that look similar to her?
We're using lookalike models.
Okay.
But still.
But did they say it was an Ariana Grande line of clothing?
No.
So they just used a girl who looked like Ariana Grande.
But it's saying that they had reached out to Ariana Grande in hopes that she would probably save the store. But she said no. And then they decided to find a lookalike.
All of a sudden they got a lookalike.
So she's going after him $10 million.
Good luck. She's not going to get it.
I don't know where the money's going to come
from. Have fun with $8.
Is that, were the clothes there any good or is that hoochie clothes?
They're not hoochie clothes.
I don't know. I'm asking.
You can find some good stuff there.
I'm not accusing. I said, are they good or are they hoochie clothes? That's all.
Yeah, I was there not too long ago. Got some good jeans.
Okay. Yeah, you have to understand, Monica goes shopping at all these places when they're going out of business. That's when she goes.
I didn't know that they would be going out of business. Mm.
You have an alert to your phone.
A likely story. Yep. She has outofbusiness.net. Figures it all out.
This story is kind of silly. Kanye West.
I gotta watch this video because
I can't watch it. I can't watch it. I've turned it off every single time.
Why?
Go ahead. Tell the story.
You turned it off because, people are saying that he was caught eating his own earwax.
Yep.
You have to watch the video.
Right. No, you don't have to.
You got to watch the video because they say that Kanye, he picks something out of his ear and he puts it to his lip.
Video loading right now. I'm going to be the judge. Mm-hmm. Come on. I want to watch the video. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
No, kind of slow.
Because he's like at a concert or he's at some big event.
Yeah.
Event.
But they're saying that it's his cheek. He just touched his cheek. But he picked something
he picked something out of his ear. I've seen that part.
He's got two fingers in his mouth. It goes from ear to mouth.
Yeah. And when he moves it close to his mouth, I turn the video off. I've never seen it. I don't know what happened.
So, Zach, are you saying that he just ate his own earwax or some cotton ball? He must have had a cotton ball.
He still wouldn't put that in your mouth.
Maybe it was cotton candy.
In his ear.
Right. I'm saying it's one of two things.
He has kids and stuff.
Kanye West either ate his own earwax
or
Kanye West stores snacks in his ear.
Kids.
It's one of the two.
For little ones, maybe he had cotton candy. He scratched his ear, realized he left
goldfish.
Some in there. Yeah.
The kids eat a lot of goldfish.
Go to waste.
Yes, it can. It can go to waste.
And God bless the person who just happened to capture that.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God.
Cameras everywhere. You can't do anything.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Scratch right to the mouth. Yes, he absolutely did. He did. He ate his own earwax, Antoine.
Case closed.
Case closed. Can't respect that guy anymore.
No.
I'm not sure if I did anyway, but that's all right. So, good morning to you. You know what? He might be rich and famous and powerful, but at least you don't eat your own earwax this morning. Or maybe you do. And if you do, then he's still kicking your butt in life. But now, come on down for the Craigslist. Price is Right.
Welcome, everybody, to the Craigslist Price is Right, a game where I find random items on Craigslist, and you have to guess what's the asking
and
price.
And I've been reading misconnections on Craigslist.
I know. I'm stuck with there now, too.
Yeah.
I thought they were gone. I thought they had been taken away. But no. Stephanie from the Franklin County Humane Society, she donates her time there and then goes home and reads Craigslist.
It's easy. It's easy to get sucked down that tunnel.
Well, it was silent in the studio because we're all like...
maybe someone to find love though. Well, some of the people are looking for.
Yeah,
they're looking
for other stuff.
For it.
Right, this ribeye lady.
I know. I seen that lady.
I wish I had gotten your name and phone number. We met at the Cave Spring Kroger on Thursday, and I really regret not introducing myself to you. Would love another chance. So if you're ribeye lady, let us know. Good morning to Cody. Hi, Cody.
Hi.
All right, Cody. Who would you like to team up with today? Zach, Monica, or Stephanie in Craigslist Price is Right?
Go with Zach.
Okay. Me and Cody, thank you very much. So we're going to be given items. We're all going to write down how much we think each item is going for right now on Craigslist. Let's see. Chris, your choice. You have Monica or Stephanie. Who would you like, Chris?
Monica.
Okay, Chris and Monica. And that means, hang on. Melissa, it'll be you and Stephanie, okay?
Okay.
All right. We're also going to meet Malachi, the dog, who is up for adoption right now at the Franklin County Humane Society, as Antoine gives us the first item up for bids.
Yes.
And the Craigslist Price is Right.
The first item up for bid is an 8-person sleeping tent with a free sleeping bag.
A free sleeping bag?
A free sleeping
eight-person
bag.
Eight-person tent. In good condition.
It's never
NWT?
Been used.
Okay.
Huh?
NWT?
WT.
So what does that mean?
What does that mean?
New with tags.
New with tags. Okay. Stephanie works in the retail world. We didn't understand.
What? It's never been used. It's been open one time. They set it up, but they didn't actually use it.
Wow.
And they put it back in the bag.
Okay. So
eight-person tent.
Eight-person tent with a free sleeping bag.
One sleeping bag. Newer
yes.
used on the sleeping bag.
There are no details on the sleeping bag.
Pass. Okay. We're all going to write down how much we think this tent is going for right now on Craigslist.
Okay, I'm locked.
I am locked as well.
Okay.
All right. I was chosen first, so I will go first here in round one. Oh, and we have to meet Malachi. We'll do that in a second. I have $236.05. $236.05. Monica, what do you have?
Okay, because I know, Zach, you purchased a tent.
I did.
I couldn't remember if it was a 4-person tent. I don't know anything about tents, but I know that the price range, I'm like trying to gauge.
$550.
$550.
Okay.
Wow. That's, it's 8-person tent. It's a big tent. Stephanie, what do you have?
$150.01.
Okay. Antoine, what do we have?
The correct bid is off by $29.99.
It's very close.
Stephanie, the correct bid is
$180. $180, that's a deal.
Wow. That's a deal.
Yeah.
And a free disgusting sleeping
bag. You should have gone there, Zach.
Yeah. Okay. They probably got it for free.
So that is a point for Stephanie, and that means she will automatically advance through the finals
finals.
Or she could just win it right here, right now, as we move on to item number two in the Craigslist Price is Right, which is what?
Item number two is a Thomas the Train humidifier.
I don't know nothing about this.
Oh, gosh.
Thomas the Train humidifier.
It's been used.
Okay.
Yes.
Malachi's up for adoption right now. He's in the studio. Super sweet dog. We're talking like 40-pound dog here. Great size.
I know, and he's just such a good boy. He's so well-trained, and he's housebroken. He's a shepherd mix, which is so smart. Perfect car rider, and he wears eyeliner.
Yeah, he does. The shepherd mix is a great because they have soulful eyes and faces. They have great personalities. They're easily trainable.
I know.
He's about a year old, so he's got some puppy energy,
yes.
but I think he's about done on his growing.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, he's just a medium-sized guy.
He does have kissing violations from time to time, but he's learning. He's getting better. He's been very well behaved here in the studio. He's that really, do we call that a brindled color? Is that what that is?
No.
Okay.
It's so just he's like a shepherd
brown
color.
And black. He's shepherdy.
Yeah.
And he's on our Facebook page. So if you could go over there, the K92 Morning Thang Facebook page, and at least share that post, that would be great. Thank you to our friends Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens, State Farm agents, who brought checks for Stephanie last week for
we
the Franklin County
that
Humane
so
Society.
Much.
So definitely support them if you're looking for insurance. Amanda Christensen, Leslie Owens, State Farm. Okay. Thomas the Train humidifier.
And it has been used.
Shoot. All right.
I'm locked.
All right.
Locked.
Go ahead.
All right. Oh, you're good.
You're
sorry, I was waiting on you. Okay, Stephanie, since you already have a point, what do you have in this round? What do you got?
$30.01.
$30.01. Monica.
I'm going $39.01.
$39.01. See, this seems like a cheap piece of crap to me. $14.09. I wouldn't even pay more than that.
All right. The correct bid is within $4. And the winner is Zach.
Yes.
The Thomas the Train humidifier is $10.
Okay.
Wow.
See?
All right.
It is a cheap.
It's a huge humidifier. Yes. That's gross. Okay, Monica, you're out. All we move to the final round now. Me versus Stephanie. Craigslist Price is Right. Go ahead, Antoine.
Let's All right. It. The final bid is an antique Victorian baby cradle bed rocker.
That's fancy.
Baby cradle bed rocker.
Antique Victorian.
Okay, so it's like a cradle you would put the baby in and you can rock it back and forth.
Yes.
All right. Antique Victorian.
Antique Victorian.
There's a lot going on in
those. Those are expensive sounding
so
words.
Adjectives.
It's made out of wood. Is it in good condition? It's antique, we don't know.
It doesn't
it's
look. From the picture,
up.
It doesn't look in great condition.
All right.
I don't know.
I am locked. My mother used to collect Victorian antiques.
Of course she did.
But I don't know. Really? I was
like your buddy that buys traffic lights.
Yeah, of course. Yep. I know people who deal in crap all the time. What are we saying here? I am locked. Are you locked?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. I have $171.01. $171.01. What do you have?
$90.52.
Antoine.
Ooh.
What is it?
Some good bids. The price for the antique Victorian baby cradle bed rocker is $199.
Oh,
Zach Jackson is the winner.
Yes! There it is.
Thank your mother. You should thank your mother.
I'm never doing that. Thanks, Mommy, for dragging me to all sorts of antique stores and yard sales as a child.
Now, Antoine, you have to say, please spay and neuter your pets.
Right. Yep.
And please spay and neuter your pets. Yeah.
What is this guy willing to do for Green Bay Packers tickets?
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
And the latest trends in love dolls.
Ooh.
A couple of stories here and blow your mind. I give you the story. I rip a word out or words, and you just try to figure it out. Make a little game of it here. Story number one. Football season starts tonight.
It does.
Packers-Bears.
Uh-oh.
Oldest rivalry in sports.
It is also very, very hard to get Green Bay Packers season tickets.
Oh, yes. They're generations deep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
wow.
Here's your first story. Guy is desperate for Green Bay Packers season tickets, is willing to blank. A, change his name. B, become your adopted son. Or C, marry you.
C.
You say marry you,
yes.
Both of them. Well, I am here to say it is all of the above, actually.
Correct.
All of them. So marry you is correct. Become your adopted son, also what? Correct. And change his name.
So he'll do anything.
Basically.
He's like, I'll do anything. Just give me the tickets.
Yeah. So Monica, here's the deal. It is usually 30 years on the wait list.
30 years?
I know.
Yeah.
What?
For Green Bay Packers season tickets.
Home tickets. Yep.
And they get willed to other people. It's ridiculous. There's 130,000 people on the list. This guy, he's 35 years old. He's been on the list for 10 years.
He's just still, wait a little longer.
And he's still in the 70,000s on the list. I mean, it's forever. So he's come up with an offer. He put it on our favorite place, Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he is willing to pay someone $10,000 to take their spot if they're under the 1,000 person on the wait list.
Uh-huh.
But to pull this off, he says, I will legally change my name to yours so the Packers won't know that it's a different person. Because that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Like you can't sell your spot. You can't do any of that.
It's like wait in line for concert tickets. You can't have somebody else
right
in line for you.
There's no cut
fees. Is that important to him?
He also says he'll pay an older person with season tickets $109,000 to leave him the tickets in their will. But since the Packers have strict rules about that, who knew? He says he'll cover the fees to have them adopt him so he will be their child, so he's automatically allowed to get it.
He's put in the work.
He also says, I'll send you a Father's Day or a Mother's Day present.
Oh.
Or if you're single, man or woman, and you have season tickets, he'll pay you $10,000 to marry him. Then you can get divorced, and he gets the tickets in the settlement.
Huh.
It's crazy.
He is going through it. Somebody help the man.
$9,000. If I'm older, I'd be like, yo, look, you can be my son. Give me $100,000. Yeah. I'm all set. You can buy a lot of tickets on StubHub with that kind of thing. Okay, second story. Oh, Monica, this one's going to hit you where it hurts.
Uh-oh.
Random dude steals blank from woman's porch. A, porch. B, chipmunk. Or C, cup of coffee in her special mug.
The mug.
It is. I mean, I can't
believe it. I love a good mug.
Stole her coffee with the mug.
How dare you.
He has my coffee cup off the patio and he's drinking my coffee.
We actually purchased it from the cracked egg on the morning that my husband asked me to marry him. And he said to me, I'm just cutting through because I've been running red lights all morning. I said, get out. Get out of here. The cops are on the way. Get out of here. And he said, thank you. Jumped the fence and that was the last I seen of him.
Yep. Took the mug and walked away. This only happens in Florida, just so you know. Daytona Beach. Final story. Demand soars for people buying love dolls that look like blank. What are they buying? Is it A, Lizzo, singer, R&B, whatever you want to call her? B, their friends' girlfriends? Or C, Trump?
love dolls, fashioned like one of those individuals.
I'm gonna say Trump.
You're going Trump.
That's what I was thinking, but I'm gonna go B.
You're going B.
Just because
they're friends, girlfriends, Monica.
Correct.
What?
Well, yeah, they said celebrity demand is way down. No one wants a Kim Kardashian anymore.
Friends, girlfriends.
They're coming in with like pictures of people they know, friends, girlfriends, wives, stuff like that. Here's
the
question.
How does that make you
feel? How does that make you feel? That's my question.
Yeah, if you're hanging out at your friend's house and then you come across a doll that looks like you,
with that face.
Like, well, maybe it kind of looks like someone else.
Monica, are you flattered in that situation?
That's a weird situation. You're flattered and you're
leaving. Yep.
Yeah, you're leaving.
Every guy's just flattered. No strings attached. Yeah, you like that? Okay, cool. Yeah. If you want the real thing, call me. Let me know. Ladies, I believe, are 100% grossed out by this also. Wait, so if it's your buddy and you're looking, yo, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Thank you?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
That's creepy.
That's a question mark.
I know what it is. It's one to grow on.
Yeah.
Mm. We get into most viral here. I'm going to play a clip. Antoine's going to be very excited about it. And Monica's going to go.
All right.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
Watch. Her initial reaction is going to be, The first trailer for the new Bad Boys movie is out.
Woo!
Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, back again for Bad Boys 4?
Yes.
Four.
Well, no, it's Bad Boys 3. It's just called Bad Boys for Life. The 4 and for life doesn't mean
it's
the number.
It's the third movie
it's
in the
third
franchise.
It's the third movie in the franchise.
I thought it was the fourth.
Nope,
okay.
It's the third one.
So Bad Boys 3 for life.
Yes.
Bad Boys for Life 3. Whatever it is, the
don't
first
you
trailer
give
is out.
Monica ammo.
Here it is.
In the streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time.
Bad boys.
Hey, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when we come in?
No, never. Y'all will never do that again.
Cause it's Bad Boys for Life.
Monica.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, Monica. Have you seen the first two?
Uh-huh.
Did you enjoy the first two?
The first one.
So you didn't like the second one? And the second one's my favorite.
Second one, they both kind of blend in a little bit.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Kind of blend.
I've never seen any of them. Not even for a second. Not even 1 second.
Bad Boys 2 is one of those movies where I know every word to the entire movie.
Okay, that's it. You know
I used to go to sleep on that movie.
Shut down all of the music right now. Now just start. Go ahead. Start the movie. Let's go. We're going to do a dramatic reading of Bad Boys 2 by Antoine Terrell.
I need you to get the drop button ready because I'm going to say all the bad language.
Martin gets shot in the butt.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what? I'm not dumping out of anything. This will be the last thing we ever do on the radio. I don't care. We can get fired. That's fine. He's going to sit here for the next hour and a half. And
that movie is 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Oh, my God. God.
Bad Boys 2 is.
I thought the third one was
going to
be long.
Let's go to.
I'm excited.
Do we like listening to news bloopers?
Yeah.
I do. Okay. I love seeing them, too.
Right, we have some awkward news bloopers. Here we go.
Thank you. 5:06 is your time this Friday. What's today?
Thursday.
There we go. Sorry about that.
Ed Wheeler will be in Pioneer Square today to speak out about this at 10 o'clock.
Just to be clear, the actual protest is scheduled for this Saturday, correct?
Yes, it's for
in downtown Portland.
Oh my gosh. I'm thinking that today is Friday right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. We were a little confused. Okay.
All right.
So that makes sense.
You guys, okay. I am so excited about, what is it, Tuesday? Oh my goodness.
This is Wednesday.
Yeah.
We'll get this together. Yes, okay. It is Wednesday.
Oh my God.
All right.
Well, I just need to go to bed.
You know what that is right there? A young reporter out on stories with two older reporters who don't respect her one bit.
They do not like her at all.
They're like, we'll get this straightened out, moron. It's Tuesday. Let's move to one's called Butts and Being Stoned.
ACPS bus hotline, is up and running. That was a bad word combo. Sorry. Bus hotline. Oh, dear.
The Coho is back, arriving from Port Angeles with another boatload of... a boatload of tourists ready to enjoy the long weekend.
Some of those tourists, though, they don't skip a meal.
No.
Could be a buttload
of butts.
A busload of buttloads of tourists there.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.